hours watching Star Trek and reading science fiction books and thinking and imagining what I would do if there really was antimatter. I would dream about what superhero I would want to become. Big Dick Man, whose penis is normally a mere 7 1/2 inches, but when there's danger nearby would swell to the size of 6 mortal men. Form a crime-fighting team to rival the Legion of Superheroes or the Fantastic Four. Or perhaps Ordinary Man, a man so pedestrian that he can bore villains to death with a single story. But then I thought, scientists in Europe. Why does the Times say scientists in Europe? Where in Europe were these scientists who created the antimatter? Were they perhaps German scientists? Was the Times afraid that a headline or even a lead sentence proclaiming that German scientists have created antimatter might frighten people? Or is the truth even darker? Is it possible that the Times is working with the evil German scientists to create a master race of big dick men or ordinary men who would fuck or bore us to death? These are frightening times in which we live. Delicious and whatnot until all of us and each of us, one by one, dies into one of these magical antimatter chocolate beings and is engulfed in its deep.